Legislation is being introduced into the Jacksonville City Council that could determine how a sizable chunk of the proceeds from a potential sale of JEA would be spent. Councilman Matt Carlucci says if Jacksonville's public utility is ultimately sold, it would leave taxpayers with an unfunded pension liability of about $338 million. So he's introducing legislation that would require that debt to be paid in full with proceeds from a potential sale.
It's about protecting next generation's taxpayers.
JEA is currently soliciting bids with a minimum offer requirement of $3 billion. Carlucci is concerned that without the legislation, a tug of war over how to spend the proceeds could leave future taxpayers holding a bag of ballooning debt.
I'm just trying to be proactive on the unfunded liability, because if we don't tackle that, those are big numbers, and big numbers have a way of compounding in a big way.
Carlucci, who opposes a JEA sale, says any proposed deal would have to be approved by the utilities board, the city council, and the voters. Bill Bortsfield, 89.9 WJCT News.